Would you introduce yourselves, please? As he gulps his coffee.
I'm Josh.
Ralph.
I'm also Josh.
So I'm going to fill in some blanks so we can get rid of all the obvious stuff. Let's see. University of Leeds, Ian and Josh initially. Thank God you changed your name from Kid ID. But what I'd like you each to do is fill in a little blank. And you're entitled to lie, by the way, if you want to.
Well, we do enjoy listening to various radio stations while we're driving around, especially in the States so far. One thing that we have really loved is this country song, which is the main hook line is, "I like doing what she likes." I'm not sure who it's by, but every time it comes on, yeah, apparently it's like number one at the moment, but it gets a cheer out of the band every time we hear it.
Okay, can we get rid of the genre thing right now? Can we just, like, blow it up and get rid of it? It's like, well, let's see. They kind of sound like this, but then it's this meets this. And then, oh, wait a minute, they play the guitar a certain way and there's a sound. But what I do notice in the songs, which is kind of cool, and then we'll get rid of the genres, is you do have a sound, but it's your sound. So when you, let's start with this. When you get the comparisons, well, you know, they're Keane meets, and I would use that one, by the way. I didn't read that one, but I'm sure you've had it about 64 times. Well, it's Keane meets Mumford meets blah, blah, blah. Okay, who wants to take that one and blow it up?
Well, I mean, I think it's like when you're trying to describe music to people, you need these sort of buzzwords and you need these sort of things to be able to, because it's music and you're writing about it and it's just kind of like it's writing about an art form in that way. And it's like you need certain things so people actually know what you're talking about, because you know... And so I think people are always going to fall back on saying, oh, they sound like Keane, or they're like the classic one. If anyone's like a singer-songwriter, they're like, it's Dylan-esque, or it's, you know, right, Jeff Buckley-esque, just because he sings high, you know what I mean? And it's that sort of thing. So I think people are always going to do that. I think with us, we're all like very passionate about music, and we all come from quite different musical backgrounds. And although it still does sound quite sort of broad in the sort of music that we do, we've actually tried to sort of narrow it down. You know, if you saw us like 2 or 3 years ago, we were doing sort of like more off the wall sort of stuff, and we've kind of really concentrated on kind of, I suppose, getting it focused. And I think what we've sort of whittled it down to is our sound. And so you can go from a track which is piano and strings to like a rock track, and it still sounds like us. And I think it's with the lyrics and it's with the vocals and that sort of thing. I think you instantly know it's us, which you know, hopefully you see in. That's what we like, but we don't want to be too restricted, especially as we're working on the next album now. It's like, you know, we're sort of wanting to go in new places as well, you know.
There was an EP in 2011, there was an EP in 2012, right? Now most of those songs added up to a full length, but that full length was also remixed for what is now the current release, Carry the One.
Well, actually with the two EPs, we tried to use very few of those tracks on the actual album. So we've got like, I think there's only two tracks from those EPs that come onto the album. So it's quite nice. I think because we do write a lot, it kind of felt like we didn't want to be, almost just want to put out as much as possible. We didn't want to be kind of like reusing old material. So I think there was like one central track and then this one track called Family, which we felt really should be on the album, that got reused. But the rest of it's all... was fresh for this album.
The album, the current one, not the one you're going to be doing.
The release of the album in America is always sort of like going to be put off a bit because it just takes so long to get around to everywhere to play. And I think that's a big part of what we do, is showing that we have made this album, but we can also pull it off live too. And yeah, we're here for like 7 weeks now, so we've got the time to be able to get around and show everyone that we can play it.
Extra Mile, you put these two EPs, were they put out on your own initially?
They were, yeah. We joined up with Extra Mile around September time of last year. Yeah, so it's quite a new union, if you like. And yeah, prior to that, there were these EPs that we've talked about, and it just felt right with them behind us. They were able to put out the album. Well, it'll be worldwide now once it's out.
We were signed to sort of majors before So it's kind of like we sort of dabbled in that sort of thing, but then kind of, I suppose, if you want to maintain in control, I think an independent is definitely the way to go. And when we met Charlie, we just kind of clicked. He's just a really nice guy. He runs the label. I mean, to say something about him and his passion for music, he started the label because Million Dead, which is Frank Turner's first band, they basically couldn't get signed, and he was just like, "Well, this is ridiculous."
Frank Turner not getting signed.
Yeah, exactly. So, Charlie just kind of made the label from that sort of thing. So, you know, because he believed in it so much, and I think that was something that we could really get behind. And also, I felt like he would give us the freedom to do kind of what we wanted, but also the support to achieve what we wanted. You know,
first time in the U.S., people not even. I mean, now what's interesting about the internet these days? People have heard a lot of the songs. You've got videos out there, but still, you're touring. You're at South by Southwest around a record that no one's heard yet.
Well, I think it's great. It's given everyone a chance to just come and actually see the shows, and it appears to have gone pretty well. The songs that we've got there, I've noticed actually people singing along, which has been, which. Yeah, I mean, you know, we're so many miles away, and it's just interesting to be able to travel so far and actually to be able to connect with people almost instantaneously. And it's quite heartwarming in a way.
Skin on the Crippled Skies. My favorite songs are songs that sound very lilting and very happy, but in the end, behind it all, they're about funerals, and they're kind of dark. And it's the biggest evil trick in the world to have these really happy, wonderful, la-di-da melodies. And then when people hear the songs, they walk away afterwards and they go, I was affected in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I think it's something that it's something that I enjoy in other songs as well. It's the similar thing of kind of like sort of melancholy sort of thing. And if it is a cheerful tune, but then the lyrics saying something that you're not quite expecting them to. I love little tricks like Damien Rice, you know, the Blower's Daughter. I love that when he goes, "Can't take my eyes off you," all the way through the song. Then the very last line is, "Until I find somebody new," and he just slips it in as it sort of fades out, and it's just like, it's clever, and I think it's those sort of things that make you sort of second check and hopefully go back to the songs as well, just to kind of like, they sort of reveal themselves slower than maybe some instantaneous music that's out there.
Did you self-produce, or is there somebody in the studio who helped you really craft the sound?
We worked with two producers. One was Jim Abyss, who did like about maybe a third of the album. But we were obviously kind of finding our feet, and we actually discovered that we really enjoyed working with Ben Jackson, who's the keyboard player. So he produced the majority of the album, so it's nice. Us.
It's gorgeous sounding. So, you know, it's really, really tough to have to pose for 36 hours and 5,000 friggin' photos. Want to talk about that? Because are you okay?
I've got to say, as time goes on, I look back on it. We're a little bit insane. Some of the video things that we've done do seem to involve torturing me a little bit. So for that particular one, it was, 36 hours. My back was in a lot of pain. And I span out a little bit, but I didn't want to tell people because I knew that we needed to get the sunrise. So we've been going for about 8 hours at this point, and the whole room started just moving around like this. And and I'd been up for about 24 hours, but I just kind of was sort of didn't want to tell the camera crew because they were all doing it as well. But like, you know, it was a room of like five people just going nuts. It was also, I think, a good example of something that you can do if you're just going to do it yourself. But I think the idea of doing that, if you were going through like a major or actual, like if you were getting the label to do it, there'll be so much red tape. There'll be so much kind of like, you know, it would have taken like 7 weeks and looked terrible. Where if you're just going to go, well, we're going to do it. I've got a friend with a camera. I've got two people here who are going to help move the lamps. Then you just do it, and it works.
And, you know, you've got so many damn songs on this album. 17 songs you have to put out. You have to put out a double. What is this, like the Beatles' White Album here?
This is because we put it out on ourselves, and then when Extra Mile wanted to re-release it, They wanted us to add four tracks, but obviously in Europe and America, it's only had the re-release. So it does look a little bit like we're some crazy band that have put out a double album. But again, I suppose the material's there and we wanted to put it out. And it's nice that tracks like Howling and stuff could appear on it, you know?
Yeah.
So that's good.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And it's two of your songs as the bread, and then songs by anybody else you want to play in between. What we're going to do rapid fire out of your heads. Here's what this is not. It's not a playlist. It's not your favorite songs.